Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the very beginning of Parshas Balak, Balak hired Bilam to curse Bnei Israel. The Torah tells us in Bamidbar, Perek Chaf Beis Pasuk Hey, that Balak sent messengers to Bilam saying, Hinei Am Yatza Mimitzrayim, there is this nation that left Egypt, it's covering the land, it's staying right near us, we have to take care of them, so to speak. However, when Bilam reported Balak's fears to Hashem, so to speak, Bilam changed the wording. A few psukim later, in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, when Bilam sets out to curse Bnei Israel, Hashem appeared to Bilam, and he asked Bilam who these people are, and Bilam replies, Hinei Ha'am Hayotzei Mimitzrayim. Balak sent for him to curse Bnei Israel because there is Ha'am, there is the nation, Hayotzei Mimitzrayim, that is leaving Egypt. Again, when Balak sent word to Bilam, Balak said, Hinei Am Yatza Mimitzrayim, there is this nation that left Egypt. But Bilam talked about them as Hinei Ha'am Hayotzei Mimitzrayim. This is the nation that is leaving Egypt. Why the change? The Malbim, Rav Meir Leibush, Ben Yechiel Michel Weiser, who died in 1879, says in his Perush on the Chumash that Balak wanted to convince Bilam to agree to curse Bnei Israel. So Balak downplayed who Bnei Israel were, and what happened to them in Mitzrayim. So Balak said, Hinei Am Yatzami Mitzrayim, there's this nation, sort of any nation that left Egypt at some point, no big deal, nothing to be afraid of. They're multiplying, but nothing more than that, nothing to see here, so to speak. So please join me, Bilam, and curse them. That's what Balak said, but Bilam knew better. This wasn't just any nation that left Egypt, whenever. This was not an Am Yatza Mimitzrayim. This was Ha'am Hayotze Mimitzrayim. This was the nation that experienced all of that divine protection and intervention. Everyone has heard of this nation. They are God's nation, and they managed to beat the mighty Egyptians, and they are Hayotzei Mimitzrayim. They're still on their journey out of Egypt. They're still receiving this divine assistance. It's not just any nation. I'm not going to go curse them. That is how the Malbim explained the differences in how Balak spoke about Bnei Israel and how Bilam spoke about Bnei Israel. There is another beautiful explanation from Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986. This is also in Rav Moshe's Sefer on the Chumash Drash Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that Balak and Bilam viewed Bnei Israel in fundamentally different ways. Balak thought Bnei Israel were indeed like any other nation. He thought that when Bnei Israel left Egypt, they left their history in Egypt behind them. They left their experiences behind them. They left the great miracles that they saw in Egypt behind them. Mitzrayim is a thing of the past. That's why Balak said, "Hinei Am Yatza Mimitzrayim." They left Mitzrayim. It's behind them. However, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Bilam knew better. He may have been a terrible Rasha, but he was a Navi and he was a genius. And he knew the reality about Bnei Israel and about our values. He knew that Bnei Israel builds on our past. We actually have a daily mitzvah twice a day to remember Mitzrayim, to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, to remember that Hashem sees what goes on in the world, that he has the power to change the world, how Hashem uses that power and involves himself in the world. And Bilam knew that on Pesach night, we have Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yatza Mimitzrayim. 100 and 1,000 and 2,000 and 3,500 years later, we're still saying, V'chol Dor V'dor Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yatza Mimitzrayim. I left Egypt. It's not a thing of the past. And that for Bilam was very scary and very dangerous. And that's why Bilam said, Hinei Ha'am Hayotzei Mimitzrayim. They're a unique nation, Ha'am. And they're leaving Egypt in the present tense. They're leaving Mitzrayim is in the present tense for them. They're not like any other nation. As Balak said, Yatza Mimitzrayim, it's a history lesson. No, it's Am Hayotzei Mimitzrayim. Rav Moshe says that Bilam knew that if Bnei Israel were indeed, as Balak described them, there would be nothing to fear. If they completely forgot about their experience in Mitzrayim, if they completely forgot that Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim, then they would assimilate in every country in which they found themselves. An assimilating nation is no cause for concern. However, Bilam knew the truth. He knew that our national memory, our national shared experience, those shared experiences that we will experience this year, Mirtz Hashem, in Yerushalayim on Pesach night. He knew that our repeatedly recognizing that Hashem runs the world today, like He did in Mitzrayim, that is what has enabled Bnei Yisrael to survive and to change the world. Emir Hashem, this year on Pesach, and really every day, we will feel the history of the world as current events, see Hashem's hand in current events, and bring Emir Hashem the Geula b'mehera v'yameinu. Have a Chag Kasher v'sameach, everyone.